Thank you for calling customer support. My name's Mercedes. How may I help you?
I got a reply email from you guys. I participated in a survey, and at the end of that survey, I was chosen. I was told to pick an item that I wanted, and I would be charged shipping and handling only for that. And a few days after that, a charge showed up on my bank account for a lot more than that shipping and handling charge that they said I would. So this is, I am speaking to support at buytopconsumerdeals.com, right?
I'm a third-party customer support agent at a call center that serves over 400 companies that sell different products and also have many sites online. May I please have your zip code to pull up your name to see what's going on?
Okay, zip code is 93401.
Yes, sir. Your first and last name, please.
First name is Scott. Last name is Talmadge.
Yes, sir. And thank you for the information. And just to verify that I have the right person up, may you please verify your address for me?
2413 Broad Street, San Luis Obispo, California, 93401.
Yes, sir, and thank you for the information. I do see this started on March 4th with the free gift. Well, a survey came to your phone and said that you want a free gift of a pulse oximeter. Yes, sir, and what had happened was at the bottom of the page were some terms and conditions, and it said with receiving the free gift, it came along with a subscription to a factory direct savings store. And that's an online store that you can go into to purchase different gadgets. And it also come along with a $125 gift card. Yes, sir. And that's what the charge of this $56.95 is. It's for that factory direct savings store.
Okay, I don't remember seeing that or agreeing to that. So is there a way to, I'm not interested in that. Is there a way to stop that and reverse the charge on my card?
Yes, sir. I'd be more than happy to cancel the account for you to prevent any future charges. But due to those terms and conditions, I'm not able to process a full refund. But I can get you 50% of your money back and provide you with this confirmation number to let you know all future charges are now canceled effective immediately.
Actually, let's hold off on doing that. On Monday, I'm going to go talk to my bank and ask them. I may just dispute the whole thing through them.
Okay, yes, sir. Let's see. But I will still provide you with the confirmation number so that you won't be charged again. Yes, sir. Okay, let's see. Why did it go through? No dispute is filed at the moment, is it, sir?
Pardon?
You don't have a dispute going at the moment, do you? You just called in?
Not yet. Not yet.
Yes, sir. Because I tried to put it through for you to receive a full refund, and it declining it on my end. But I'm going to place it on this document for you so that the corporate managers will get into it and go ahead and place for your refund. And you'll receive that $56.95. back in your account in the next 3 to 5 business days.
If they approve it.
Yes, sir. You'll receive an email. You'll get approved. I'm just not able to put it through on my end, but I did put it through on their end, and they'll be able to approve it for you. Yes, sir. $56.95 will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and this confirmation number you're giving me, what's that for?
It's to confirm that all future charges are now canceled effective immediately.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, yes, sir, I do have it available for you.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to need to put you on speakerphone here.
Yes, sir.
Are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Okay.
It's C as in Charlie.
C?
259-222-212.
Okay.
Yes, sir. The account is canceled and as well as refunded of the $56.95, and you'll receive it in the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer support. Have a great evening.
You too.
Bye.